406 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, but not just any Monday. Coming up just about an hour from now, we've got former Governor Doug Wilder joining us, the Gov, who is filing a lawsuit against VCU's president, Michael Rao, chose us to explain why he's filing a lawsuit against VCU president Michael Rao. I think it's going to be fascinating. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to speak with Doug Wilder, the former governor of our beloved Commonwealth. And at 5:35, Jason Villar, is the attorney general of our beloved Commonwealth, is going to be here. Looking forward to chatting with him. He truly is the protector of we the people here in Virginia. He's just one of the best people ever. So I am looking forward to chatting with him, especially about the elected Commonwealth's attorneys who have decided, I'm not really down with that whole prosecuting criminals thing. Like Fairfax County CA Steve Descano, who routinely says, "Oh, we're not prosecuting those bad people." Sounds a little bit like that. What's her name? The official Clover Hill cheesemonger, Jessica Schneider. She's got no problem with the criminals. She's apparently very happy with criminals. How many criminals do you think she has in her house? This is the thing that always puzzles me about to folks. I mean, if you want to tell me how you want to help out criminals, okay. Listen, I go every week, once a week, to the jail. Right? Why? Because I care. I legitimately care. And I want folks who are in jail to have an opportunity to get their stuff together. I'm telling you that flat out. Doesn't mean you excuse what they did. Doesn't mean you allow them to excuse what they did. It means you hold them accountable. You demand honesty, but you also provide some tools to help them be better people. That's my situation. I believe in second chances. I believe in second chances. So please, don't give me, you just you don't like criminals. No, I care. But I also understand the rule of law. I understand that criminal offenses are punishable. There have to be consequences. If there are no consequences, well, then there's no reason, is there? I'd like to think that we're all such good people inherently, created in the image of God, that we're all just really good people. And we're not tempted by bad. We're not tempted by evil. We're all good people. Everything will be fine. We don't need no stinking laws. And if we do have laws, we don't need to follow them. And you know what? If we do, even if you don't follow them, we don't need any consequences. Well, then what's the point? Then you've simply created anarchy. The excuses we hear from those people who are upset with the immigration system include, well, it's so complicated. Okay. Well, then do something about that. I'm okay with that. If you have decided that the immigration system has a lot of complicated pieces and parts, and you want to somehow streamline it, make it easier, make it better, make it more efficient, I'm okay with that. But that's done in Congress. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm just not going to follow the rules anymore. Well, it's not really a big law. It's not. Jeff, you know, there's like, it's just, a lot of it is just civil infractions. Okay. Well, so is speeding, right? The vehicle code, I mean, you're not really going to go to jail for stuff. You're not going to go to prison, are you? Now, repeat offenders, et cetera, vehicular homicide, drunk driving. Well, yeah, now you're talking about some time perhaps incarcerated. But for the most part, speeding ticket? You don't have to worry about going to prison, do you? No. Ran a red light. Well, that stinks. But you're not going to be sentenced to prison for it. So that falls under the category of civil infraction, right? But you want to be the person who's in the intersection when that other person runs the stop sign or runs the red light and then turns around and says, well, I'm not a cop. I just don't like that law. You can't hold me accountable. No, of course not. So we have standards and we enforce them. And if the rules get too cumbersome, okay, well, then you do something about it. But you don't just have this wholesale, well, you don't have to follow the law anymore, which seems to be what Jessica Schneider is supporting. I know one or two things about one or two things. That's it. Okay? One of the things that I know just a tad about is law enforcement. And I will say again that Sheriff Carl Leonard of Chesterfield County happens to be one of the most widely respected, most professional law enforcement officials I have ever encountered in my entire life. Sheriff Leonard has also been, I almost hesitate to use the word progressive, because it now has such a deleterious meaning, but Sheriff Leonard has been forward thinking. He is a visionary when it comes to taking care of those who are incarcerated at the Chesterfield County Jail. Carl Leonard has said, hey, got a lot of people with substance abuse issues. We got to do something about that. It's not just enough to lock them up. We have to provide some tools. And he does it. And he's done it. And he will continue to do it. Mrs. Schneider seems to be absolutely outraged that Sheriff Leonard, I guess, provided, what, a desk? He allowed the ICE agents, federal law enforcement officials, to sit at a desk in a private part of the courthouse so that any arrests they might have effected would not actually be on a big public display. I frankly think that's kind of considerate when you think about it. It's nuts. I'm going to share a little bit more from this Jessica Schneider in a moment. If you didn't hear it, and I'm in your category, it's not often I can say this, but today and tomorrow, I know I'm not able. I know today I wasn't able to listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, so I missed it totally. And tomorrow, I'm not going to be available, so I'm going to be missing it. But I do have the option, as you do, to go to WRVA.com, newsradio.WRVA.com, and listen to the whole episode over there. We're going to play a few more pieces from it. While you are online, would you go to Instagram and follow NewsRadioWRVA? The more people we get over there, the more stuff we can do over there. Again, on Instagram, it's at News Radio WRVA. Coming up in just a couple of moments, I got a pair of tickets for you. The Cookout 400 is coming to Richmond Raceway August the 16th, part of the NASCAR Cup Series, and I will give you a pair of tickets again right at 4:20-ish. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please make sure you are listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And if you miss anything that either one of us has said, you do have the option, and you should do it. Go to WRBA.com, listen to it, share it, okay? 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Monday. I've got a pair of tickets for you right now. If you would like them, sure, why not? Cookout 400, NASCAR Cup Series race coming to, almost said RIR, Richmond Raceway on August the 16th. Make it nice and easy for Jeremy. Please be nice to Jeremy. He's a little bit under the weather today, so if you're the winner, please be nice. And if you don't win, we'll have more chances later this week. But still, please, please, please be nice, okay? Caller number 7 at 833-804-1140. There we go. Caller number 7, 833-804-1140. Now, that number, 833-804-1140, also happens to be the James River Air text line, and I am taking a look at some of the texts that have come in. Tim from Mechanicsville says, from now on, the Clover Hill AOC is not just the Clover Hill AOC. She's a official cheesemonger. Well, that's what she says. 804, you're on fire today, Jeff. I can't stop laughing. Well, thank you. 540, good afternoon, Jeff. It's me, and from RVA, that Jessica Schneider is full of charcuterie. Yep, sure is. Lisa says, hey, Jeff, I love your show. I've been in Chesterfield since 1980, and now all I can think about is where to move. It makes me very, very sad. Yes. Maggie says, Jeff, I was listening this morning to Richmond's Morning News. I thought it was a repeat of that Colette McKeachin interview. Yeah. You know, it's kind of weird. But these far left-wing folks, I mean, they all have simply adopted certain talking points, and they kind of regurgitate them. And, well, they don't make a lot of sense. I mean, sir, they just don't make a lot of sense. And so I always try to figure out what the point is. Breaking right now. Oh, don't do this to me. BB, don't do this to me. Breaking right now. Israel may be making a big move on Gaza. If this trip goes the way of the other trips and it gets canceled, that's it. I'm telling you, I will be moving to Florida just because it feels more like Israel. But man, oh, please don't do that right now. Let's see, Jeff, the lady that Rich had on this morning from the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, that would be Jessica Schneider. She is from the Clover Hill District, is, quote, just a bleeding heart liberal whack job. Okay, I don't know if I can argue with that. I don't know. Let's see. 804. Jeff, what about that illegal alien driver up in New Jersey who just killed a woman and her daughter? Mm-hmm. Yeah. 512. Jeff, right now on Broad Street near Cox, Broad and Cox, there are anti-Trump protesters. Okay, I believe you, but I'd also be willing to bet it's the same collection of anti-Trump protesters that we see throughout town. If you've noticed, because I kind of pay attention, I see the images, they're all the same people. It's like the same 25 people who clearly have no job and then just go out and protest against President Trump because they don't have anything else to do. Yeah. Hound Dog in Chesterfield says, good afternoon, Jeff. I heard the interview that Rich had this morning with that Jessica Schneider. I do believe that she and Hunter Biden have been drinking the same Kool-Aid. I love your show. Well, thank you. I love your show as well. I'm just always amazed. I really am. I am just always amazed. In just a moment, because I don't think we have time here, Jerm. Right after we pay attention to Charles Pyle in the news, I'm going to share with you both of the clips from Jessica Schneider. And both Jeremy and I have sort of flagged one of them. In one interaction, I swear to you that she's getting ready to say, yeah, these people ought to be able to escape. She thinks that's a good idea. That people who are committing a crime should be provided with the opportunity by the sheriff to flee from federal law enforcement officers. Well, I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me, but again, you know, I'm not her. 804 says, hey, Jeff, these anti-Trump protesters, it's all a bunch of aging hippies and a handful of VCU students. You're right. If you take a look at it, it's exactly what 804 says. Exactly what 804 says. These are all the aging hippies. Don't have anything else to do. They've retired. They took advantage of all of the great monetary returns when President Trump was in office. And now they sit out in the middle of the road and they protest President Trump. Nitwits. Absolute nitwits. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. We have former Governor Doug Wilder joining us at 5:05. Looking forward to chatting with the governor and finding out why he has filed a federal lawsuit against Michael Rao, the president of VCU. What's the reasoning here? What's behind it? I don't know. But that's why Governor Wilder will be with us exclusively at 5:05 to explain that. Really, really looking forward to hearing what he has to say. I mean, I love the gov anyway, but this is a big one for sure. Jason Meares, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, is going to be here at 5:35. What is to be done about some of these Commonwealth attorneys? And I'm thinking specifically right up the road in Fairfax of Steve Descano, who care far more for criminals than they do for law-abiding citizens. Refusing to prosecute criminals. What can we do about that? What can Attorney General Jason Meares do about it? Attorney General Jason Meares has done amazing work these last 4 years. Truly, truly the protector of the people here in Virginia. His opponent is such a radical. I have to wonder how anybody, regardless of your party affiliation, regardless of your political ideology, how you could vote for the opponent in that race without thinking, man, I'm really endangering myself, my kids, my family. I know that people, Jason Meares is a Republican. Okay, but before he's a Republican, he's a Virginian. He's the chief law enforcement officer of the Commonwealth here. He's keeping people safe. Actively working to combat human trafficking and support law enforcement, make neighborhoods safe, make communities safe. I mean, that's not D or R, is it? His opponent, by the way, who does have a D, Jay Jones, is another one of these all on board with criminal people. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyway, maybe he thinks he gets a big, gigantic bodyguard contingent, and he'll be safe. Sort of like this goofball up in Fairfax. What's her name? Reed. Michelle Reed, otherwise known as Queen Reed. She's the superintendent of the Fairfax Public County Schools. She gets $424,000 a year as her salary. She has a $12,000 a year annual car allowance, and she is now demanding a bodyguard, an executive protection agent, who apparently will be with her all the time and making somewhere between $84,000 and $149,000, even though the starting salary for a school teacher in Fairfax is $58,000. Is anybody really trying to harm the school superintendent up in Fairfax? Possible. Look, it's possible. But if that's the case, why didn't you just reach out to the Fairfax County Police? They could help you out, couldn't they? I'd have to think that making sure the superintendent of the Fairfax County Public Schools would somehow fall under the purview of the Fairfax County Police Department. I could be wrong, but I can't see where I am. Maybe you got something against Fairfax County Police, ma'am. I don't know. Well, call the Fairfax County Sheriff. They might have somebody available to help you out. Anyway, it's just a bizarre thing. Also bizarre this morning, if you missed Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera, you missed, let me get her name right. I apologize. I already forgot. I don't want to call her the cheesemonger again. Although she'll write on her page, she's very proud to be a cheesemonger. Maybe she's not an active cheesemonger. Is there something to be actively cheesemongering? There must be, right? Like, if you're not in the biz, if you're not mongering cheese, then you would be a cheesemonger in your past. You couldn't be a current cheesemonger if you're not actually mongering cheese. Anyway, this is that Jessica Schneider. She represents the Clover Hill District on the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors. She describes herself as a heart-centered leader. Okay, I'm cool with that. A community advocate, good on that. She is focused, it says, on building trust, fostering connections, and serving others. Sounds pleasant enough. She was born and raised in rural Wisconsin. Okay. What else? Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Jessica Schneider served on her homeowners association for 7 years, served in her homeowners association for 7 years as a member of the architectural committee. Oh, those are the people that tell you what color paint you're allowed to have if, in fact, you made the terrible, terrible error in judgment and moved into a neighborhood with an HOA. They're the people that, oh, no, you need a different mailbox. I do? Yeah. Where do I get it? From me, my cousin makes those mailboxes, and they're only $800 each. Oh, you're going to love them. Oh, please. Anyway, what else? Blah, 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 blah. All right, whatever. But then it talks about her professional life. She dedicated the first 10 years of her career to the restaurant industry. Don't know what that means. I reached out to my brother, who is, in fact, a chef. Like, if you ask him, he doesn't say, I've dedicated 40 years to the restaurant industry or to the culinary industry or to the catering industry. He just says, I'm a chef. But anyway, Jessica says she dedicated the first 10 years of her career to the restaurant industry. Fair enough. Before pursuing her career in interior design, excellent. She has worked in freelance staging and design, offering services to both commercial and residential clients nationwide. She also has experience as a private caterer and cheesemonger. Let's take a listen, shall we, please, to Jessica Schneider, cut number one.
How do you explain people that are born here that are being deported, that don't know their country whatsoever? They've never been to the country of their parents' origin and are being sent back.
Who? You mean a U.S. citizen? A U.S. citizen forcibly removed?
Birthright citizens. Yes.
Right.
Those are the people that I'm talking about.
Okay, so those are children that their parents are being deported.
Yeah. Oh, here we go with facts again. Here we go. Does anybody want to explain to Ms. or Mrs. Schneider there are no American citizens being deported, let alone children? Sometimes what happens is that the illegal aliens decide, since they are being deported or about to be deported, and they don't want their minor children to live all by their lonesome, they are taking those children, whatever their age might be, and they're taking them back to their home country. Now, if those children are, in fact, U.S. citizens, they can return at some point. She, once again, just doesn't know what it is that she's talking about. Isn't that crazy? It is a little crazy. 444, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 450, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon, heading towards Monday evening. Coming up at 5:05, former Governor Doug Wilder is going to be here. We're going to find out exactly why Governor Wilder has filed a federal lawsuit against VCU President Michael Rao. I am very, very interested to hear what's going on there. And at 5:35, Attorney General Jason Biarias is going to join us. We'll talk about some of the Commonwealth's attorneys that we have throughout our beloved Commonwealth, who, even though they are prosecutors by definition, are choosing not to prosecute criminals, not to prosecute those who commit crimes. I don't get it. I also want to know about falsifying records. I'm going to have to ask the Attorney General about this. If somebody is being booked into a facility, let's say a jail, and you know who they are and what they are and you understand their identifying characteristics, but you're trying to obscure that perhaps from, I don't know, ICE. What happens if you change some of those characteristics? See, there are allegations that there are some who might be doing that don't understand that ICE is checking fingerprints. But anyway, I'll ask the AG about that. Take a moment here to wish a very happy 235th birthday to the United States Coast Guard. Semper Paratus, gentlemen. Happy birthday, Coasties. 235 years, started in 1790 as the Revenue Cutter Service. Let's take a listen to this Jennifer Schneider, not just a member of the Board of Supervisors, but also a cheesemonger. Or not just a cheesemonger, but also a member of the Board of Supervisors. Cut number two, please.
I would, and if it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people, unbeknownst to them, in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know, get out of.
Can't run away, can't. Well, I mean, they put
she was going to say escape. Germ, if we've got to play it again, I know we can't slow it down, but everybody, seriously, pay attention to this. She starts to say escape. I swear to you. Listen, play it again, please.
I would. And if it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people, unbeknownst to them, in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know.
She said this.
Get out of.
You know what she's going to say? I know what she was going to say. Oh! Where the people can't sing happy songs. Where the people can't sew a little shirt for themselves. Where the people can't oh, my brain is hurting. Oh, you can't put that where the people can't espouse their thoughts on philosophy. She was going to say escape. You know it. I know it. I know it. She knows it. You still have questions? All right, I just did the math, Jeremy. You know how hard that is for me. But, yeah, we have time to play that one more time. Cut number two. Pay attention.
I would, and if it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people, unbeknownst to them, in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know, get out of.
Can't run away, can't. Well, I mean, they put
can't listen, ma'am, I know how to break this to you. This was not your finest day. And I wouldn't tell you how to cheesemonger or how to monger cheese. I'm not even sure which way that goes. But I will tell you this, if you are going to appear in the media, you may want to get a little coaching. Practice a little bit. I would help you. I'm available for that, but I simply don't have the time. 455, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.